Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
America, we have a weight problem. Doesn't shock anybody, but here's the problem. It's spelled W-A-I-T. That's the problem. It's not weight, W-E-I-G-H-T. America, we have a problem because we want things now. Whenever I think about this, having a W-A-I-T problem, I always say, go back to that time when people say, two tolerable are good, four must be better. America, we want it now. We want to lose weight. We look at these celebrity magazines and we say, oh my goodness, that person was pregnant and they lost all their baby weight within 2 weeks. How is that possible? It's not. If you want to have a sustainable outcome, it's a process. Life's a marathon. It's not a sprint, and neither should your health be. Today, I have an incredible guest, registered dietitian. If you're ever going to take nutritional advice, you take advice from a registered dietitian. And the dietitian that I'm going to bring on today is someone special who's going to educate you, influence you, and slow you down if you want to lose weight. Today, I'm bringing on registered dietitian Diana Ramos. Diana, how are you today? And thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Oh, Diana, it's a pleasure to have you. Diana, every time I turn on my TV, every time I pick up a magazine, I always see this person lost weight in 20 days, in 90 days. And I always think about what happens at day 91. I mean, it's a full sprint to get there, but is it a full sprint when they put it back on and all they're doing is going up and down, up and down, up and down? Diana, why in America have we made weight loss such a rush if we know that we're just going to put it on in a couple days, a couple months, or we're just going to go back to that time when we first started, or at worst, put on more weight? So why is it such a rush for America?
I know, Jay. This is something that is always troubling my clients, for sure. In America, we're, like you said, we're in a rush, always in a rush, and that's the society that we live in. We need to do things now, better yet, yesterday. We have to get it done now. I have a really, really interesting quote, which says, men firstly sacrifice their health to make money, and then spend their money to recover their health. Mm. And that is exactly what is happening right now. We're in such a rush to get material things done, but we don't take time to really take care of ourselves, of our health, and slow ourselves down, really.
It's so true, and you make some very, very strong statements, and you know, thinking about that money spent, you know, the morbidly obese woman, she spends over $4,000 extra a year on healthcare costs, and men, you're spending $2,700 extra a year on healthcare costs. And I always say this, Diana, which is pretty funny, and people think it's kind of eccentric, is that all your clothes shopping, if you want to spend money on clothes shopping, you go to a grocery store and you buy fruits and vegetables. That's where all your clothes shopping. But Diana, we don't want to do that. We want it now. We want that pill. Now, mm-hmm. Do you see this also, too, with the clients that you treat and the people that come into your practice?
Absolutely. I mean, we are in a mentality of quick fixes, right? The diet industry is such a billion-dollar industry that has brainwashed us to believe that actually we can lose weight fast and effortlessly. There's no work to be done. You just follow this strict rules for a couple of weeks, and you'll lose weight. So we're hardwired. It has already, that belief has taken root in our brain. To unless we let go of that belief, then we'll get stuck. We'll stay stuck in that diet mentality.
It's true.
We will not move anywhere.
It's true, and I always bring this up, speaking on a personal story. I saw that with my parents. I lost my father through the yo-yo dieting and the obesity, and I always say that in all of my programming that you have to make that change within the six inches between the ears within the mind, and it's a process. It's going to sleep. It's eating right. It's decreasing your stress, and I don't even talk about the fitness lesson yet unless you're making those first three strengths stronger. Now, quick question. I travel a lot at the airports, and I always see those magazines. Are they believable? I mean, are people really following this when they say lose X amount of weight in so many days, just like this person? But we're buying into it. It's almost like propaganda. Do you see that too? And what is your feeling on these magazines when they're calling these things out?
Absolutely. It's putting ourselves, they're not true. They're putting again into our brain that we're lacking. It's our fault that we cannot do something. If you're not following the diet, then it's your fault. It leaves us really with no willpower, with lack of self-confidence, and feeling defeated. Every diet that you go in, it's set up to fail, for you to fail.
Exactly. And here's one of the things they don't address, Diana, and you bring us some strong points. They don't address the source. They address the effect. And a lot of the people who suffer from obesity, I saw this with my own family, is emotional issues, is struggling with finances. And those are the sources. Those are the roots of problem. It's just like the addictions with alcohol and drug use. There's a source there. There's no quick fix. Why are we so focused on that little number, Diana, on the scale, when not focusing on the source? I mean, should we really be going after then the emotional weight loss, the WAIT, as opposed to the poundage that we're losing?
Absolutely. I think that's the missing puzzle for a weight loss or weight management program, because, I mean, that is an influential part of your behavior, your emotions. And if we don't deal with the emotions, they're going to be there and they're going to bring you right back to your old behavior.
So let's make this clear. There is no magic pill.
There is no magic pill.
There is no magic end-all, be-all diet.
Absolutely not.
And here's what I always say. Why don't you put the people around you that aren't supporting you and aren't celebrating you, because in my opinion, we're all celebrities. We should be celebrating ourselves more. Mm-hmm. Put them on a diet. Get them. That's the weight you should be losing in those people, those pills, and those magazines. Now,
that sounds absolutely right.
I talk a lot about looking in the mirror, and I came up with this idea of actually putting a mirror on the refrigerator. And it's almost like committing a food crime. Say you wake up late at night and you see yourself and you're like, oh, I caught myself. How important is it for one to look, as opposed on the outside, but to look on the inside and make those changes?
Oh my God, that is absolutely crucial. And that's sometimes exactly what we miss, right? We miss the point of, why am I doing this? How am I feeling? Am I feeling stressed? Am I having too much work? Am I not sleeping right? What's going on? What's leading you to that cookie? That ice cream?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. We need to adjust our weight programs at WAIT and not a number, Diana. We need to look within ourselves. We need to make those changes. And Diana, I want to ask this question. Give me one change that people can do to change their waist by changing inside as opposed to outside. What can someone do right now to look within themselves and make a change?
I would say exactly that. Really look into yourself and really say, what are my deepest beliefs? What do I believe about this food? Why am I going to this? Reflect back. That's really where the answers are. They are within yourself. I work with a client, but it's to look, to help them look within themselves. I'm not here to tell them where and when and what to eat. It's just to find out what's leading you to that problem. And let's solve that problem.
Diana, you speak with so much passion. You speak with so much empathy. And you want to help people. But if people want to find out about you to get that help, not the weight help, but the WAIT help, where can they contact you at?
I would absolutely love to help them out with that weight problem. Absolutely. The WAIT.
And where can they contact you?
They can contact me. They can follow me on Facebook with Nutrition, Diana's Nutrition and Wellness Tip. Mm-hmm. And they can also make an appointment at ForestHillsWellness.com.
Wow. Thank you so much for joining me, Diana. And remember, if you want to change your waist, change your behavior. I'll see you guys next time. And thank you for joining me.